Chapter 64. We went into a long, low bar under the stand, and I experienced a slight shock of surprise. This was the 4 and 6 penny end, and the amenities were rather different from the paddock. The eating and drinking was done mainly in the vertical position, and the cuisine seemed to consist largely of pies and sausage rolls. Siegfried fought his way to the barn and collected 3 whiskies. We sat down at one of the few available tables, an unstable metal-topped structure. At the next table, a sharp-faced character studied the pinken while he took great swigs at a pint and tore savagely at a pork pie. "Now, my lad," Siegfried said, "what have you been doing for the past 6 years?" "Well, sir, let's see," said Stewie, absently downing his whiskey at a gulp. "I got into finals shortly after you left, and I didn't go so bad at all, really. Pipped them both first go. But then, I had a bit of bother with surgery a couple of times, but I was launched on the unsuspecting animal population 4 years ago, yes, sir. I've been around quite a bit since then. North, south, even 6 months in Ireland. I've been trying to find a place with a living wage, you know. This 3 or 4 quid a week lark isn't much cop when you have a family to keep." "Family? You're married, then?" "Not half. You remember little Meg Hamilton? I used to bring her to the college dances. We got married when I got into the final year. We've got 5 kids now, and another on the way." Siegfried choked on his whiskey. 5 kids? God, for God's sake, Stewie! "Ah, it's wonderful, really, Siegfried. You wouldn't wonder how we managed to exist. Well, I couldn't tell you. I don't know myself. But we've kept one job ahead of ruin, and we've been happy too. I think we're going to be okay now. I stuck up my place in Hensfield a few months ago, and I'm doing all right. Been able to clear the housekeeping, and that's all that matters." "Hensfield, eh?" Siegfried said. I pictured the grim West Riding town, a wilderness of decaying brick bristling with factory chimneys. It was the other Yorkshire. "Mainly small animals, I suppose." "Oh, yes. Yes. I earn my daily bread almost entirely by separating the local tomcats from their knackers, you know. Thanks to me, the feline females of Hensfield can walk the streets unmolested." Siegfried laughed, and caught the only waitress in the place lightly by the arm as she hurried by. She whipped round with a frown and an angry word, but took another look and smiled. "Yes, sir?" Siegfried looked into her face seriously for a few moments, still holding her arm. Then he spoke, quietly. "I wonder if you'd be kind enough to bring us 3 large whiskies, and keep repeating the order whenever you see our glasses are empty. Would you be able to do that?"
"Certainly, sir. Of course."
The waitress was over 40, but she was blushing like a young girl. Stewie's chins quivered with silent laughter.
"You old bugger, Fannin. It does me good to see you haven't changed."
"Really?
Well, that's rather nice, isn't it?
And the funny thing is, I don't think you really try."
"Try? Well, try what?"
"Ah, nothing. Forget it. Here's our whiskey."
As the drinks kept coming, they talked and talked. I didn't butt in. I sat, listening, wrapped in a pleasant euphoria, and pushing every other glassful unobtrusively round to Stewie, who put it out of sight with a careless jerk of the wrist. As Siegfried sketched out his own progress, I was struck by the big man's total absence of envy. He was delighted to hear about the rising practice, the pleasant house, the assistant. Siegfried had described him as plump in the old days, but he was fat now, despite his hard times. And I had heard about that overcoat. It was the navy nap, which had been his only protection through the years at college. It couldn't have looked so good then, but it was a sad thing now, the seams straining to bursting by the bulging flesh.
"Look, Stewie."
Siegfried fumbled uncomfortably with his glass.
"Look, I'm sure you're going to do well in Hensfield, but if by some mischance things get a bit rough, I hope you wouldn't hesitate to turn to me. I'm not so far off in Derby, you know. In fact..."
He paused and swallowed.
"Are you all right now? I mean, if a few quid would help. I mean, I've got them here and..."
Stewie tossed back what must have been the 10th double whiskey and gazed at his old friend with gentle benevolence.